So what do you say about your success? Was it all hard work or natural talent or some combination of the two?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a combination. I think the biggest factor for it was my family. From a young age, I was always encouraged to do better and do better. And I think my parents really helped instill a sense of interior motivation for me. It's never about, you know, getting some kind of prize at the end of it or doing, you know, getting a certain allowance or whatever. It was always about doing better for the sake of doing better. And I think the fact that I was able to have that internal motivation at a young age really helped me develop that sense over the course of my 12 years in education.
So you mentioned your family. I know you had an older brother, just a year and a month older than you, and he was another big motivator for your success.
He's a great role model for me, and you know, from a young age, we started competing in everything from soccer to basketball to trivia contests, and he was always great at them, and I'd always kind of lose to him and everything, and I think that me trying to, you know, beat him every single time, get better and better, that competitive spirit really helped me do well and really helped me derive this work ethic that I kind of have now, that I know I can do it as long as I put the work in. And I think the presence of him being there has really helped me with that.
Now, were you always just an academic all-star, or did you ever have areas of struggle?
Yeah, I definitely had areas of struggle. I think maybe genetically or whatever it was, I was always pretty good at math and science. But you know, social studies and writing and reading always came a little bit tougher for me. I think that the turning point for me was a summer experience that I had. I think the summer after my seventh grade year, I went to a camp at Duke through a program called Duke TIP and took a class called Writing with Power. My mom actually signed me up for the course. I really didn't want to do it. I really wanted to take the neuroscience course instead. But she made me do it, and I struggled with her. I you know, fought her about it and everything. But she eventually won out, and I went to the course. You know, my head kind of held low. I didn't really want to be there. But I turned it around, and I put all my effort into it. And, you know, 3 weeks of that course, just working with my writing and making it better and better. I mean, realizing that I was capable of producing great writing, much like, you know, I'd seen around me. You know, I came home kind of a changed English writer, and from that point on, I really got into writing and encouraged by writing, and I was able to become passionate about it, even though I wasn't inherently passionate about it. And then the same thing with social studies. I was able to, by the beginning of high school, realize that, you know, even though I didn't have a inherent passion for it, that I could, just like I found something with writing, I could do the same thing with social studies. And so I found that effort, that wind, and was able to commit a lot of effort to it and kind of get better at it as I went on through the histories and the geographies and through high school.
And I know that this honor, this presidential scholarship honor, isn't just about academic success. It's also about your community service and the work that you've done. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and so I think my favorite community service activity that I've done is an organization that I started my eighth grade year with two other students, my brother and another student. When we got to high school, we saw that the special needs students were in a separate kind of class of their own. They did their own, you know, their own curriculum. They had their own PE class. They ate their own, like, they had their own lunch table and stuff. And it's weird that, like, they were a part of our school, but they were kind of apart from our school. And we didn't really like that. We didn't really think that was right. And so what we started this organization called Friends Helping Friends that kind of worked to bridge that gap. And so what the idea of it was and what it kind of turned into was students going in at lunch to meet with these students, you know, play whatever game they wanted to do, so we could play Scrabble or Uno or basketball, whatever they were interested in, and just kind of connect with them as friends, because they had the potential to be really good friends with us, but they just were, since they were a little bit separate, we just didn't have that opportunity to engage with them and hang out with them and everything. And it's been an awesome experience. It's kind of grown over the course of the last 4 years. And more students are joining because it's hopefully as rewarding as it is for them, it is for us. Whenever you come out of a hangout at lunch, we go about once a week. You feel awesome that, like, there's just, you met a new friend. You were just hanging out with him or her, and you just had a good time. It didn't really feel like you were going out of your way to do kind of community service or anything. It was just hanging out with another student, getting to know them, and hopefully helping them build their own skills while you were building your own communication skills and everything. And so that's been my favorite activity, and something that I really love talking about. But, you know, it's just one of the couple of community service activities that I've been involved in high school.
And so talk about experiences like that and others have led you to want to dedicate your life in a way, not just to some of those, you know, great things that you're good at in math and science, but also to helping others. Talk about that.
Yeah. So last summer, actually, I was part of a program, the Bank of America Student Leaders Program. And what that's all about is connecting, you know, their market students. So there's like 50 markets across the U.S. and Austin is one of them. Connecting five students in that market with a local nonprofit and having them basically get some exposure to nonprofits, because we don't get a lot of that. You wouldn't get a lot of that otherwise. And so just that exposure and that experience really convinced me that I wanted to commit a good part of my life to, you know, social entrepreneurship or working for the betterment of others and not just for, you know, like a product or whatever it was. And I definitely didn't want to lose that science business aspect when I did go the nonprofit route. And so I've kind of been thinking of an idea that I want to pursue later on in life. And what that kind of involves is combining all my interests into one. My initial idea, what I have right now, is kind of a two-part project. The first part being a kind of a community involvement thing where we go into high schools, encourage kids to join research labs, and then on the other side, encourage universities to take more high school students and get kids placement in labs, all, you know, maybe in Austin or wherever it is. And the second part being a kind of a funding program for the universities. I think the major obstacle and the reason why a lot of high school students aren't maybe as involved in undergraduate research kind of stuff is because of the lack of funding for these students. And so the second part of that nonprofit venture would be to get funding to these universities, you know, solely for the purpose of getting high school students involved in research. And so hopefully they could have the same experience that I had, because it really did change my career aspirations and my whole high school experience.
Future career is kind of a ways away, but what's next for you?
Yeah, so this in the fall, I'm going to be attending Stanford University, and I want to major, I'm hoping to major in either biochemistry or biomedical engineering with a combination of economics. I know I want to do science business down the road, and I think that kind of provides me with the best base, the best foundation going down that path.
You told me before the interview that you considered UT Austin, but ended up choosing Stanford because you wanted different life experiences. But you could see yourself coming back to the area.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it kind of sounds weird, but I think the main reason why I ended up choosing to go out of state was because I want to end up back in Austin. It's been an incredible city for me the past, you know, I've been in here the past 16 out of the last 18 years, and I've loved every second of it. I know I want to end up back here, raise my kids here, and settle down here and stuff. And so I wanted to, you know, branch out and experience some other parts of the country before I ended up back here. And so I think that was the kind of the main reason why I chose out of state. And, you know, on top of also the fact that Stanford is close to Silicon Valley, which is an awesome tech hub, and I want to get involved in technology, you know, soon. And so I think that it provides me a really good avenue to get involved in that area.
So what is your advice to other students?
I got this advice a couple of years ago from my counselor at school, and it was that never get involved in something just to put it on a piece of paper or just to send it to a college or to impress someone or get the awards. Always get involved in something because, one, you're passionate about it, or two, you're there for the experience. I think that no matter what you do, as long as you're there to enjoy the experience, you'll have a good time doing it, and then the results will come, the awards will come, the accolades, whatever, it will come along with it. That goes for high school as well as college and beyond. Do it for the passion and do it for the experience, and never for what you think might be the end result or the awards.
So seriously, Kayer, you have a 2-page long resume and you have all of these accomplishments. How do you balance it all?
So I've been involved in soccer for the past, you know, 12, 13 years of my life. And I think that's been my outlet to kind of balance it all together. I think that soccer provides me with an awesome opportunity to take kind of like the social knowledge that I have and put it into kind of athletic context. And just being able to go and play soccer with my friends and at school and with the club team and everything has been an awesome way for me to kind of blow off steam and really just play for the sport and for the athletic endeavor and not, you know, think about all the other things that are kind of on my plate or, you know, whatever else I'm involved in. And I think it's really helped me be grounded and learn a lot about myself in a social context. I think that a lot of the lessons that I've kind of learned and a lot of the social awareness that I've gained has been a product of playing soccer and doing a sport through high school and everything.